Prop 5 would keep nonviolent first and second time drug felons out of the prison system and into drug rehab centers. Governor Schwarzenegger and former governors Pete Wilson, George Dukmejian, Jerry Brown, and Greg Davis presented a bipartisan front today against Proposition 5. Governor Schwarzenegger argued the measure is dangerous for public safety and would put criminals back on the streets.
It was written by those who care more about the rights of criminals, more about the rights of drug dealers, than the fundamental rights of our citizens.
While the governor spoke, the man heading the Yes on 5 campaign was in the back of the room, telling reporters about the need for more drug rehabilitation programs. Dave Fratello says it would help young people and relieve prison overcrowding.
The reality is, if we let them go into jail and prison, they do get worse, and they do become criminals, and they end up costing us a lot of money. The smarter move is to intervene early, spend money on treatment, and get these people to a place where they're over their addiction and they can be productive members of society again.
In 2000, California voters approved Prop 36, which also provided treatment instead of jail for nonviolent drug offenders. Julianne Spencer, Annenberg Radio News.